Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. 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 Well, we had been seeing each other. The Royal Saxophone Quartet is a group of young, very talented, gifted, and creative musicians whom I had been seeing more often in Europe on the European festivals. And we began to talk about doing something together. And then it occurred to me that it would be wonderful if we could all get together and do something with Umboom, the percussion ensemble, and the Royal Saxophone Quartet. And the idea first cropped up when the Royal Saxophone Quartet and myself began to talk about it, maybe a year and a half or two ago. And finally, you know, this occasion gave us an opportunity to deal with it.
Well, you've rehearsed a week for this program, and with both groups rehearsing with one another. What kind of problems did you run into with both groups, and how did you overcome them?
Well, first we primed ourselves. Those of us in Emblem listened to the work of the Royal Saxophone Quartet by record. And of course, we gave them our records, and they gave us theirs, and we kind of studied each other from that vantage first. And then when we got together, we were familiar, at least musically, with everyone. And we just went into the studio and just kind of patiently dealt with the things, the problems that of saying, how do we mesh percussion with the World Saxophone Quartet or with all these wonderful reed players and vice versa. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And how do the two groups seem to mesh for you?
I knew it would work, because I knew the individuals in both groups, and I'm a firm believer that if you have talented and dedicated people, you know, you can almost make anything work. You can take these two instruments, which seem to be at opposite ends of the tonal spectrum, and really get something out of it that is musically meaningful. Mm-hmm.